going on, everyone? Casey here, Virginia Game Day, checking in with another episode of the Virginia Game Day podcast. My wife, Vicky, is here with me as well.
Hey, hey.
And we are fresh off UVA's ACC opener at JPJ, and it was a win. Not quite as big as a win as most would have imagined. Mm-hmm. You know, we went in there as 18-point favorites.
Because they were 1-8?
Yeah, Florida State was not a good team. They fell about 100 spots in the KenPom rankings from where they started in the beginning of the year to where they were going into this game. So that's kind of how their season has been going. But we're going to talk a lot about the game. But before we do that, there's some other things I want to go to. First of all, Spotify Wrap came out.
And
it kind of gave you the numbers for the podcast, or like the kind of numbers that I don't have access to normally for the podcast. And yeah, I definitely told you already, but I want to thank everyone out there who's listened, because I think there was 20-30 people or so who I was in the top five. Virginia Game Day podcast is one of their top five podcasts. That's awesome. There was 40 people, I believe, who was in the top 10 podcast. So appreciate that. And then there was 10 people who I was their number one podcast.
Wow.
So, I mean, and that goes for you too, because you've been here for a few episodes. So,
okay.
Hats off.
Congrats to us.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for your support. And it always feels better when the Hoos are playing well, and that's the situation that we're in right now. In addition to the Spotify Wrapped, I did want to also talk about Santa Fun Run, where we were today. That's how we started our day. We did the Santa Fun Run, and going in, we thought it was going to be a 5K.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
Mm-mm.
They gave you a Santa Claus suit when you get there. And I guess the idea is...
Oh, I knew... The funny thing, so when I signed up for us for the race, there was like a drop down that said like Santa costume. And I kind of skipped it at first, and it had one of those red asterisks by it. And it's like, no, you have to select. I'm like, I don't really know what this means. And then for whatever reason, last night we're laying in bed and I was playing on my phone as usual. I'm like, wait, okay, number one, it's not a 5K. It's like 1 mile. And then it made a lot more sense why it started at 11 when most 5Ks start like early.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started looking at pictures. I'm like, aha, they're going to give us a Santa.
And it's going to be one big gigantic mass of Santa Clauses running around the downtown mall.
Yeah, which I've seen before. Like in DC, they have one. You know, Northern Virginia has a couple. They have them in big cities all over the place. I'm sure New York City has one too. So.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen it in a movie or something. Mm-hmm. Maybe I was thinking of Fred Claus when all the Santa Clauses are chasing after Vince Vaughn. Anyway, it was awesome. It was cool, though, you know.
It was cool. It was a good time.
Our friends at 99.7 CYK were there, Tom, and Animal Connection. A lot of cool businesses that we're familiar with were there. And, yeah, we got to wear our Santa Clauses and mm-hmm. run.
Yeah.
I was trying to win. I knew it wasn't like, once I saw what it was and it wasn't like, all the best runners weren't there. I was like, you know, I'm going to have a chance to be close.
Except that the pants were so...
Oh, so big.
It was one size fits all. So the running in the non-breathable...
Felt.
Way over big, oversized suit was... It was funny.
Yeah.
It's funny. Made for a good time. But...
I think I came in like 12th place, maybe.
Yeah.
There's some people who just took off. Couldn't get
it. Now, if we had brought our dog for the dog costume contest. Oh,
she would have won the best costume.
I think so.
She also would have been.
But also shout out to all the other dogs, because they were cute.
Yeah. All right. So that was our day before the UVA game. We also popped at the Paramount after the Fun Run, where Team USA was playing, and they lost, unfortunately.
Lost to the Dutch.
Yep. And but that was cool. A lot of people there. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
And we were there when they scored a goal.
Yeah, so that was
nice
hype.
To be a part of that community.
USA.
Yeah.
USA. All right. So that was our day. And then it brought us to JPJ. We were usually early, but this time, because of all the things that we had happen, we were running pretty late. We got in our seats with 2 minutes left
mm-hmm.
Before the game. And, you know, it was pretty much a dogfight throughout. Virginia came in as a huge favorite here, right? So thought being they would pull away at some point, but they really didn't. They were down at halftime.
Yeah.
Down a point. Tony mentioned in the post game, he thought they were a little bit lethargic. And I think that was, there's a little bit of that. When you're playing a team that's 1-8, you're going to have some of those feelings, I think. They just had a tough road trip.
Mm-hmm.
They were in Ann Arbor. Mm-hmm. That's a tough road trip, different time zone. Tough game.
Yeah.
And then they're back here playing Florida State. Sticking with the first half here, they didn't shoot the ball particularly well in the first half as
No.
well. They didn't shoot the ball great all
Yeah.
game, to be honest with you. But yeah, in the first half, they only shot 23% from the field and 27% from 3-point line.
You were saying when we were sitting there, like, oh, the shots will start
Yeah.
falling. They were getting so many chances to score. So I think they also probably thought, like, oh yeah, like we're just a little out of rhythm, like the shots will start
Yeah,
falling.
so that's the good thing, right? The good thing, like I mentioned after the game when I told you, hey, we need to be playing these close games. It'll help us later in the season. Like at this point, we've been here. The first game of the season against a crummy NC Central team, NC Central took the lead in the second
Yeah.
half.
Yeah.
So they've kind of seen all these different scenarios this year. This isn't a team that really gets rattled, I think. I think they were poised down the stretch. I think they're due to hit their free throws at the end of the game today.
I think they got, didn't they get a little taste of that in the Baylor game? Like
Yeah.
they were ahead and then they like let them come back.
So yeah, they've been through it all this year. There were some things that stuck out here. Second half, it was like, all right, fuck around time is over.
Yeah, they played with a lot more urgency,
Yeah, in the
which.
second half, it was like, fuck around time is over. Put the clamps down.
Yeah.
They pressured the shooters better, Florida State shooters. Shout out to Florida State. They were aggressive. You know, for a team that was 1-8, they were hungry and they were really aggressive and, you know, making us uncomfortable. Kihei Clark.
He was more aggressive.
He was very aggressive today, and I feel like he was doing some good dancing with the ball,
Yeah.
keeping the defender off balance and able to create. Reese was a little bit banged up today, so I talked about previously Reese's growth has taken some of the burden off Kihei to create. That flip-flop this game where Reese was a little banged up, Kihei had to do a lot of the he was he had the ball in his hands almost the whole game.
We love Kihei, right? So I've said this before, but Kihei, like this is what these are the types of games played this way where Kihei shines.
Yeah.
Not and he doesn't have to have the most points, even though he did have the most points today. It's the fact that he's been in these situations before. So if coach needs something or the team needs something or they need somebody to lead from the front, like he's gonna be the guy who can set that, at least try to set that tone.
Yeah, all the Kihei boo-booers, I think, are coming around or disappearing because Kihei's proven his worth. All you need to know is Florida State putting the pressure on all game, picking up full court, and Kihei never gets ripped. He's always doesn't get the ball stolen from him, makes good decisions. No one can take it from him. He's low to the ground. Defenders can't touch him. One time, they need Isaac McNealy to bring the ball up. And he gets pickpocketed, and it goes the other way. That was the easiest
Yeah.
bucket Florida State had all game. So, you know, just off that, Kihei's value is just, you don't see it all the time. That's no stat for that, right? Steady hand with the ball. Fantastic. So Kihei finished with 18 points, 9 of 10 from the free throw line. That was huge. Now also dropped three dimes. Jaden Gardner only played 23 minutes, but 10 points. And I think he's settling into his role a little bit more
He
here.
was very effective.
Yeah. So
Couple good blocks. Big
I had that
blocks.
in my notes. Jaden had some big, big blocks. And, you know, Jaden, there's going to be games, and I mentioned this, where it's going to be his kind of game against Maryland Eastern Shore. They featured him early. He was getting the ball on the block, scoring. He had 26 points. This game didn't. They only took 9 shots, so he's not forcing it as much. For a while there, early on, whenever he gets the ball, he's like, oh, "I gotta shoot. I gotta shoot. Make a move."
Yeah.
Now I think he's doing some damage on the offensive glass. He had 5 offensive rebounds today, and taking the chances as they come in limited minutes. So awesome for Jaden. I'm happy that he's really finding his niche here, and he's playing great defense. Reese Beekman, he was banged up all game. Not one of Reese's best games, but
Was he hurt coming in?
I don't know about that. I should know, but I don't know what his issue was.
Because he was hurt at, in the last game.
Okay, yeah, so
But
that must be what it was.
he played through it.
Later in the game, right? He broke his ankle and he played through it. But Tony mentioned that in the post game.
Yeah, so.
So 7 points in 31 minutes, 5 assists. Caden Shedrick again had some foul trouble.
Trouble.
And Reese had foul troubles too. But he did end up having four blocks. Dude can't catch a break.
He just keeps getting hit in the face. Even Tony said they should send him out to the next game with the thing that the boxers wear.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
jokingly, but I mean for real.
He's getting in there. He's getting in there. He blocked four shots, had six rebounds. He's had a bunch of good games this year as far as points and all that, but only managed to be out there for 24 minutes today. Had 3 points. And rounding out the starting lineup, Armaan Franklin coming off a tough game against Michigan. Bounced back a little bit. Didn't shoot the ball much. I don't know if that's a confidence thing or what, but hit his 1-3 early on. Hit another one. I think it was in the second half. Finished with 9 points. And again, I'm happy. If he's not feeling it, I don't need him shooting a ton and having an off game.
Yeah.
Right. But Armaan, 9 points in 22 minutes. Good bench minutes today. This is the kind of one of my headlines from the game. Good bench minutes. Ben Vanderplas, 7 points, really was effective in the second half. Got the ball in the post. It was very intentional with what he was doing. Got the ball. I knew he had a mismatch. Okay. I know I can score here. Boom, boom, boom. Bucket. Ben played 27 minutes. So just a little numbers game here. Ben, 27 minutes. That's more than three of the starters. So Ben's basically a sixth starter at this point.
Ryan Dunn.
Ryan Dunn was another highlight.
Great off the bench.
Great off the bench. And what he gave you, he played a lot more in the second half. What he gave you there is like
defense.
The defense and on the boards. His offense, his offensive game is still a work in progress, but not, you know, featuring him on ISOs or anything like that. If he gets the ball on a back end swing and takes the ball baseline, he can do that, but they're not, you know, drawing anything up for Ryan at this point. But he's going to be a stud. 4 for 4 from the free throw line. That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to see him hitting the free throws. 5 boards, 1 block. But yeah, and when that kind of offense, Florida State wants to get out there and run. They're a long team. They want to push the ball. They have their tempo is, you know, in the top 50 of the country. And with his kind of wingspan, he's able to put the clamps down. So happy to have Ryan Dunn have a good game. And it's great to see Tony willing to use these guys.
Mm-hmm. Isaac was in there.
Yeah, Isaac too. He's the last guy here. Tony's got the tool belt, whatever he needs in this game. Boom, we need a guy like Ryan Dunn who is long and getting passing lanes and help on the boards. And it's exactly what we needed. Mm-hmm. Isaac McNealy, 19 minutes. He had a few things that when he had to bring the ball up and got picked.
He was missing some shots.
1 for 4 from three. But solid minutes for a first year. He hit one big shot, which got it sent everyone crazy.
What was his free throw?
1 for 2.
Yeah.
So he did miss one. Had a couple turnovers. Overall, so, you know, it wasn't a great game. We didn't shoot the ball well. So the only shot ended up shooting 26% from deep. And overall, we shot 35% from the field. So,
yikes.
Yeah. Our season averages are way better than that. And it's just one of those games. You know what I mean? For the season, we're going in, we were shooting 50% from the field and 45% from three. So we have these games. You have games where you are knocking everything down, and you have games where you're missing everything. But the fact that Virginia plays the style they do with the defense, they can pull it out. Now, at the end, they were up by 10 with like a minute left, right? Or
a little more than that.
Something like that. It was so we were like, all right, let's. They're up 10, and we're like, all right, let's watch the game as we leave so we can kind of, you know, we park the barracks. We're like, let's be able to beat the rush. So that was after Ryan Dunn made a second free throw. It was 55-45. And then we got down to the lower level, and I wanted to say hi to one of my friends in press row. And I go up to him, and I'm like, oh, yeah, good win, right? And then I look up, and he's like, maybe, because it's 55-50.
Mm-hmm.
So all the people who did the same thing as us were all stuck watching,
like,
the game.
Congregating.
There
was
so
the
many people on the concourse, just like had obviously left their seats, intending on going to their car, but because the game got close towards the end, had to sit there and watch it. We did hit our free throws at the end of the game, closed it out. Happy to see it. But all in all, we got JMU at home. That's going to be a big game. The place is going to be packed for with all these locals. Any tickets that aren't filled by UVA fans will certainly be filled by fans from Harrisonburg. Yeah. And then we got Houston at home too. That's the number one team in the nation. So Houston, number one team's coming to us. And then we jump into ACC play again with Miami on the road. Then kind of a get right game with Albany, who we projected to win by about 30.
Yeah.
And then we're officially into ACC play. One thing, got a note. I talked about all the people on the concourse. This was a sellout.
Yeah.
This was a sellout.
There are a lot of people.
Definitely our best crowd of the year, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Well, you know how they have the get loud thing, the get loud meter?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I feel bad because we're there on like those Tuesday night games against like some random team, and like scream as I might, I know it's not gonna, the meter's not gonna go that high. And
you got a great voice, babe. You can push that meter up.
Thanks. But no, like the crowd was definitely getting into it. Like there was chanting, cheering. It was a good time.
There were far fewer empty seats than we normally see.
Oh yeah.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
We sat initially in 101 and there was this guy screaming and we were like.
He was what we will call an angry fan.
He was an angry fan. So we were like.
Definitely team.
Yeah,
team,
definitely UVA.
Team UVA.
But he was an angry dude.
But yeah, everything was like, it was like he wanted to be the coach.
So we sacrificed our $100 per ticket seats to go sit up in the 300 levels, which was fine.
The vibe wasn't right.
The vibe wasn't right. And we're like, we got to get out of this vibe, man. It was like. It's just, we're sitting there, there's Florida State fans around us, and then the angry fan behind us. We had to get to the UVA section up top.
Yeah.
It was a good move, though. And we changed the juju.
I think so.
We changed the juju, and UVA is now 7-0. You talked earlier about the gritty points, and that's another really important aspect of this team. I think they know what's on the line, right?
Yeah.
They know what's at stake here.
Yeah.
They know they have a chance to be a national championship team, you know, Final 14, like a team that makes a run.
Like a deep run.
A deep run. So when that's on the line, it's just a feeling you carry with you all day.
Yeah.
All throughout the week. And then it's like we're doing everything we can to be that team. So when there's a loose ball, they're on the floor. You know, they came out sluggish early, but when the game is on the line, in the second half, when they clamped down, they were on the floor, diving on loose balls, getting after every single 50-50 ball they could. And that's what it's going to take. As far as KenPom goes, after the game, UVA is in seventh in the KenPom rankings, eighth in adjusted offensive efficiency, and 19th in defensive efficiency. For the season, we are the number five, the fifth best three-point shooting team in the country. Ain't that something? Yep, fifth best three-point shooting team in the country at 42.3%.
That's new.
Yep, and that's with this bad game here pulling us down a little bit. Yeah. So next game against JMU, we should get back on our horse. KenPom has UVA projected as a 14-point winner.
Okay.
And for those keeping score at home, guess how many games that KenPom has us losing for the rest of the year?
One.
That's exactly right. And that would be away at North Carolina. Ain't that something? We only have one game against Duke this year, and that's on our turf. So.
Oh, we don't play at Cameron?
We don't play at Cameron this year. It's going to be packed.
Yeah.
Very exciting stuff. Nothing to worry about with this close game either. Like I mentioned, we're close to the NC Central this year, and then we go on and beat some of the best teams in the country. So it's just, sometimes teams come in that are hungry, and Florida State, who's lost to freaking Stetson and Mercer, and they beat Mercer. They lost to Siena and all these teams they don't have no business losing to. They came in Virginia with a target on their back. You know, the Virginians had a target on their back. They're top three team in the country, and they gave them a good shot.
Because everybody wants to beat, you know, like.
Yeah, wants to knock the king off the throne.
Well, it's like any given Sunday, you know, like that's what's great about sports.
Back in the day, back in the year when we lost to UMBC in the first round, we were rocking that year, number one, all that. And we also had a tough home game in our first ACC matchup where we only won by one against a Boston College team that wasn't that great. So this isn't a red flag or anything. All
I
right.
was
So
like, where are you going with
this
this?
is all I'm saying is this isn't a red flag. You know, they're gonna pick it back up. Florida State kind of let us off the hook too today, not to go back on a tangent. Remember that shot that dude
Damn.
shot? He like, I think his last name was Baker. He like,
Chocolate.
7 seconds left, but as soon as he crossed half court, he just like launched it.
No reason.
Yeah, that was a bad decision by them.
That was weird.
Yeah.
There's no way that was a call, right?
No. That was he might have been the guy who was supposed to be taking the shot,
But like, don't take it
but
that far
like
from the
yeah. Like get in there and you know get a good look, not fucking launch it.
arc.
That was a logo shot. We're gonna finish up here. But one thing I wanted to mention from Preston Willett, CBS 19, FSU coach, this is something he tweeted out. FSU coach Leonard Hamilton shook Kihei Clark's hand and told him, "I'll be glad when you're gone," in the post game here, and got a smile out of Clark. Hamilton said players like Kihei don't come along very often.
Aww.
Yep, isn't that nice? And Kihei really showed his mettle today. You can see him on the court, you know, getting in guys' butts if they do something
Yeah.
wrong. And you got to appreciate that. He's a good leader, and his team has a little bit of everything. A lot to be excited about. Shout out to the girls who were also undefeated. There are no losses in the Virginia basketball program at this point.
Knock on wood.
Knock on wood, baby. Thank you guys so much for checking us out at Virginia Game Day on Instagram, Virginia Game Day Podcast, on all the major platforms to hear us. And I appreciate it. Go Hoos.
See you next time.